Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight. Singer, songwriter.
Well, anyway, hi, this is a Sick and Deranged, Dangerous series in my life, and I'm going to talk about what's going on publicly. I don't know if I'm going to do a public official. Perhaps I will. Maybe it come out as a surprise. Well, first of all, I spoke about things, you know, they need to do something with the homeless mentally ill that say these crazy things at me or say these things. As I said before, to be respectful of people with diagnosis because of my own situation of bad experiences. People who have mental health issues, most are not dangerous. They're just as good as anybody else, most. Unfortunately, I came across people who are not. Who are not like that. They're mentally ill and they're deranged and dangerous. You know, I don't like when somebody, again, strangers, come up or come over here saying things about what I'm doing, what my law, whatever. I mean, that's kind of whacked. You don't go up to strangers. You don't go up to strangers and target strangers. This society is too dangerous. I'm aware when I'm out, I'd be nice to strangers or people, but I don't go and target them or try to harass somebody I don't know. If you don't know somebody that's basic common sense, then something is, and you try to harass me, like these people, something is seriously wrong with them mentally. They need a locked facility. I don't like when people make assessments on me simply because of my religion or my music or whatever I'm doing and get involved, you know, saying, you know, I told you the crazy person who said she told the professor, she don't want me to go be a lawyer. She want me to be out there working and doing that. That's crazy. That is deranged. You don't do that to an adult. There are a lot of law students that are trying to get their job or whatever. It's hard to find a job already. I'm too high functioning. And law students are high functioning. I mean, seriously. This person also said that, oh, she thinks I need to be in a locked facility. She's waiting for it. I don't know, because the law has changed in the state of California to prevent criminals, deranged criminals like this, from targeting people like me. I'm too high functioning. I'm too strong to let anyone control my life. I am very independent. I wouldn't be trying. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an intellectual. I'm an artist. Who you think I ain't that type of person. She better look for some other victim. The truth is, this is a deranged criminal who's looking for a victim. And people who have ambitions or who have things or low or small, they look for victims. A sociopath monster like these people are need to be locked up in a state penitentiary. And they need to stop. And also, they're deranged and they're dangerous. And I am aware of that pretty much 100%. I lived it. So you need to stop. You mess with the wrong person. I'm aware of criminals in this society because I experienced it when I was younger. And especially someone who's deranged. That's so deranged. Calling a school to try to prevent me from being successful because you don't like me going to be a lawyer. You're deranged. I say it again, because it's perpetual. There's some sick people in the society. I don't like when somebody mentions something from my past, or maybe they're from my childhood. You know, they talk about Hunchback or Earl Blaine. That's crazy and deranged. I mean, first of all, if I ain't talked to them, why are they mentioning something like that? I could see if I, common sense, if I talked and knew them directly and I talked to them directly from the past, so that's a different thing. But when you talk about something from the past, if somebody from the past just come right all the woodworks, and I haven't seen them in a very, very long time, like decades, they need to look in the mirror and say that they're deranged. I don't want to hear something about the past. That's over. That's a long, long time ago. Why are they coming out here? And they don't talk to me at all? They got to be sick in the head. To deal with people who, as I said, we respect strangers, no, regardless of what we think, they need to respect me, regardless of what I say or what I look like. If this have anything to do with me being on the computer or whatever, stop. They need to, if they're a stranger, stay away. You should not be targeting me if you don't know me. You got to be sick in the head. Something wrong with you mentally. But the same goes for somebody that I did know in the past, and I haven't seen them in decades, and then just barge on out here. You need to go back. You need to stay away. Unless you talk to me directly. I knew them directly. I was their friend a long time ago or something. That's a different story. But if they don't talk to me, they got to be crazy, sick in the head. Don't mention the past. The past is over. The past is over. Don't mention the past. If you don't talk to me or whatever, you're a stranger. Stay away. Get some mental. Go to a psychiatrist. Again, I have dealt with people who simply don't understand boundaries and who got malicious intent to do some conspiracies, and I don't know why I attract these type of people to me. I simply don't. Why is I'm attracting the psycho to me? The answer to it is perhaps I have my own unique style in how I live. I march to the beat of my own drum. I'm an artist. Maybe that draws some attention, but that's not the only thing. I have my own style, the way I what I do things. And it come across idiots who make judgments on me, and who thinks, and then bring out these other idiots who thinks, look at me as some victim. Well, they mess with the wrong person. They better go look for some other conspiracy, because those laws have changed in the state of California. They're gonna track you down, like they call in the state discrimination to try to prevent me from filing a complaint, so they can get away with their hatred. They're going to find out that you're a homophobe and you're a racist and an anti-Semite because you're deranged and dangerous, targeting me for no reason, calling me the N-word for no reason because you're a racist nonsense. You racist, no good, piece of garbage. It is no excuse to target me for my skin color or religion or anything to do with sexual orientation. Or anything to do with my origin, or anything related to anything else. It is wrong, and you should not be perpetuating it in this liberal society when they got laws, state and federal, that are against that. You're sick and deranged. You take your racism somewhere else, or your prejudice somewhere else. My stance is, the last thing I'm going to say is, I don't understand about these extremists that have been elected in Congress. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she said that in a statement that the Black Lives Matter was at the January 6th. You know for sure. There was no Black Lives Matter. She's extremist and she's a racist. She went to a white nationalist meeting during her campaign. She should have never been elected. She's extremist and racist, and they elected her again. It shows that people down there are still racist in the South. She's racist and terrible. And the Lord Bolivar, Christianity cannot be with her, cannot be had separation of church and state, period. I don't know why these people got elected. You separate church and state, and you should not be making up lies about that insurrection. People got killed, murdered, and there was no Black Lives Matter, not one evidence. Stop the lies, extremists. She's an extremist and racist, and I ain't going to back down from it. And that's all I need to say, because I'm tired of the sick, deranged, and dangerous in my life and in the media. Good day, good night from Dumb Night for the next episode of Sick, Deranged, and Dangerous.